You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The second Democrat debate underway as we speak, July 31st, 2019. Tonight, former Vice President Biden is on the stage, along with Senator Kamala Harris and the others. Question: are the Democrats going to go full-blown socialist? Some of them are trying to plant their feet in cement and hold steady, at least on the moderate side, but they're really finding it might be more quicksand pulling them under if they don't move more to the left. And it was examining that issue again tonight, as it was last night, as they begin to spar over who's the best leftist. That's what it comes down to. Keep in mind, they're pushing for universal health care, but not all of them. Open borders, but not all of them. Either way, they say those are GOP talking points. We should not be discussing those because that's what the GOP wants us to do. Well, the American public want to hear your views on those points. And yes, you better speak to them because we know where President Trump stands. And these guys are very wishy-washy. It's almost like they hold their finger up in the air and which way is the wind blowing now? The Republican National Committee chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, commenting on what she's seen from the candidates on health care. And she said, Democrats revealing a total socialist plan on health care, Medicare for all, Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or rather Warren's plans, taking away health care that you already have. And she said, I don't think that's going to work very well. She said, they don't know how to pay for it. They were dishonest about the fact it's going to raise taxes on every single American. We're going to get into that in a moment. And in fact, tonight, Bernie Sanders got called out on that very point. He's not on the stage, but he's still a victim of their attack. But Bernie Sanders last night, Elizabeth Warren said flat out, they will take away private health insurance plans. And the head of the Republican National Committee said, that's been polled in Michigan. It's not something that's popular. A lot of union workers say, hey, you're going to take away my plan that I negotiated? You're going to take me off my plan where I can choose my doctor, what's best for me and my family? I don't think that's going to fly. I would agree. And in fact, let's go to another source other than a Republican. Let's go to Joy Behar, one of the co-hosts of The View. She's slamming Senator Warren today for her fiery push for Medicare for All. And she is saying, I love Elizabeth Warren, but this Medicare for All with the exclusion of private insurance is the death knell of the party. In other words, she's making it clear that this is not a good position for you guys to be in. Although she said, I'll vote for any functioning adult at this point that is not Trump. Something else happened last night on the stage. I alluded to it a little bit in the program last night. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg said Democrats have got to stop worrying about the term socialist. He said, if we're crazy socialist, then Republicans are saying the American people are a bunch of crazy socialists. It's time to put those labels to bed. Talk about what we're actually going to do for the American people. Well, Trump's campaign published a statement, same radical Democrats, same big government socialist message. Same winner tonight's debate, President Donald Trump. And here's what I also like. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy. He said, I see all of the 2020 Democrat candidates as being socialist. And the so-called moderates, they're socialist. He said, they're all pushing the same old stuff. Socialism, illegal immigration, abortion, socialized medicine, free enterprise, border security, on-the-job health insurance, all of that stuff. And whatever else you want, they'll put in the pie for you. He said, what I saw last night with all these guys is job-killing, soul-crushing, socialist agenda. The only thing missing was the Cuban national anthem. And he said this, he said, I remind you, the lesser of two socialists is still a socialist. Here's what we got coming up in the next 2 hours. We're going to look at some more of that Democrat debate fallout from last night and how it's probably affecting tonight's debate. And also, I told you last night, I thought all of the Democrat candidates, while the national anthem was being sung and the national, our U.S. flag was in front of them, I thought all of them had their hand on their heart. I had somebody text me and say, that's not true. Well, I didn't have time to verify it then, but they were right. In fact, Congressman Tim Ryan, Democrat, Ohio, did not put his hand over his heart. And wait till you hear his explanation today. Oh, and I think Congressman Elijah Cummings is a racist. He is a racist based on his remarks about Donald Trump being a racist. Because when Donald Trump talked about Baltimore being drug and rat infested, Cummings has made the same response and same remarks in the past. Will he get a pass from the... Yeah, of course he's going to get a pass, but I'm going to pull it out and let you take a look at it. And then, Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN, is he dumb or just a sellout to the Democrats? That's another stupid question, Larry. We all know. Well, how about this one? How do you restructure the American economy? Look in your wallet. Look in your wallet right now. And I'm going to tell you what you do with the money in your wallet, how you're going to restructure the American economy. And the libs, of course, always pushing women's rights. What happens when women's rights clash with transgender? That all coming up in the next 2 hours. Now, before we go to break, broadcaster, former NBA star Charles Barkley was at the debates last night. And he slammed the Democrat Party. He slammed it. He said, every black person I know has always voted Democrat, and most are still poor despite that support. He said, it's an economic thing. He said, both parties have been neglecting, especially the Democrat Party. But again, he said, every black person I know has always voted Democrat, and with the exception of a few guys who can play sports, all of these people are still poor. And he said, I think all politicians take black folks for granted. That's Charles Barkley. He said they talk to black folks every 4 years. That's it. Then they don't do anything. That's exactly what Trump was saying when he ran. He said, what do you got to lose? The Democrats haven't done anything for you. And look what Trump has done. Lowest black unemployment in history. Lowest minority unemployment in history. Lowest female unemployment in history. More jobs than we can fill at this current time. Yeah. Barkley's right to slam the Democrat Party. And I think more and more of those who voted for the Democrat Party simply because it seemed to be their DNA are beginning to realize, oh, no, let me change that DNA for MAGA. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
All right, here's your red meat. Fallout from last night's Democrat debate and probably repercussions, shockwaves even on tonight's debate. And it appears they did not learn anything from last night. You thought they would have. But there are a couple main critical points missed in the debate last night, at least according to some critics, and missed again tonight from what it appears. We'll get into that in a moment. Of course, I post advance notice of what we're going to do on the program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. And Barry, looking at some of the content coming up tonight, are responding. My feeling is independent candidates are, let me see, I'm having some try to come through here, get a record number of votes. Democrats seem to have left the moderates behind. Moderate Democrats have not been President Trump's problem. He goes on to say, the thing about being moderate means if someone in the White House makes their lives better and they're faced with a crop of candidates like this, they will cross the line. Either way, Trump wins. I think you nailed it. Jim, you're on Larry Connors USA.
Hey, Larry. That's kind of what my point was. A lot of my friends over in Illinois, they're all union. Of course, they all vote Democrat, but a lot of them are kind of changing their tunes because these guys are scaring them. You know, I mean, I think it's not much different than when the Tea Party, you know, was going so far to the right in the conservative area that I think they just frightened too many people. And I just don't think, I think the majority of this country is pretty much right down the middle when it comes down to brass taxes. I think you got your fanatics, you know, mostly on the East and West Coast, but my friends are all kind of saying, hey, I don't think I could vote for these people, you know?
So you think all of this noise, this hubbub, and all this sparring among themselves is just accelerating Trump support?
Oh, yeah. That's the way that's what they're saying to me. Like, I'd never vote for a Republican, but they're like, I don't know. I may have to. And I said, hey, make your own conclusions up. It's you. And they all live in Illinois, too. So
and many of them are making pocketbook decisions, not some strange idea, but what's really happening, right?
Exactly. Because they're getting taxed to death over in that state. And
right.
They're just early on in that mess.
Hey, Jim, I appreciate you sharing that. Thanks very much. Yeah, I've heard that from many, too. In fact, Andrew from Chicago went down today, and he and I were talking, and he was also talking about how so many Democrats are around him. He has to kind of keep his head down because they're just everywhere and they don't seem to get it. Now, here's a couple things that the CNN network in their Democrat debate missed last night and appear to be missing tonight. What did they just spend all this time and capital on before this debate tonight? Even up to last week, Robert Mueller, special counsel Robert Mueller, his investigation. And then his testimony. Well, his testimony for the House committees last week, largely considered a disaster for Democrats, not providing a path for impeachment. And he was never mentioned, not even mentioned through the CNN debate last night, nor was Russia. They just don't say it. One CNN employee told Fox News, my internal read is honestly, they're in despair. They so believed in Mueller's smoking gun, I think they're slowly realizing Trump wins again. One conservative strategist said CNN's decision not to ask about the Mueller probe speaks volumes about how little political currency Mueller or the Russian hoax has, even with Democrat partisans at this point. Went on to say, it's fascinating. Mueller, who Democrats spent 2 years making the centerpiece of their efforts to undermine this president, conspicuously missing from last night's event. And in fact, Cornell Law School professor William Jacobson said, I think campaign consultants who prepped the candidates told them, hey, stay away from that collusion issue. Stay away from the impeachment. Stay away from the Mueller thing, the Russian thing. It's a losing issue, losing it. And last night, racism uttered 15 times, the word border about 30 times, climate change about the same, healthcare phrases 112 times, but no Mueller, no collusion, no impeachment. Then the question is, well, why didn't the CNN moderators ask about it? Or did they take the same clue and instruction from the pundits preparing the Democrats and knowing, oh, if you raise that, you're going to make them look bad, so let's just avoid it, because they did not do it last night. Here's something else. There's another group that's very angry. Now, last night, and this is they begin the event prior to the candidates coming on, Perez, the head of the Democrat National Committee, talked about how strong we are and we're all for women's rights and we stand with Planned Parenthood. That was the only mention of Planned Parenthood and abortion during the entire debate last night, and I have not seen it mentioned tonight. And Planned Parenthood is ticked off. The Planned Parenthood Action Fund stated, tonight voters missed an opportunity to hear how Democrat candidates will approach a fundamental issue that impacts their lives. Candidates spent more than 30 minutes debating health care, but it's meaningless if we cannot access it. And they said, we need to fight back when anti-abortion politicians try to outlaw it. And nearly 3 hours, they point out, in nearly 3 hours, there's not one question on abortion access. Well, the questions come from your CNN and moderators. And it looks like they also got the message, you know what? That's a hot button for most of the American public. Don't go there. Just stay away from it. So, does it raise a question about how rigged this entire event is? Softball questions, unless you have a candidate you're trying to undermine, cap in the knee, and stay away from the Mueller, the impeachment, which they spent 2+ years on. Don't discuss Planned Parenthood and all that. Don't do that either. In other words, they're trying to hide inside their own shadow. Is all of this BS between the Democrat candidates just more fairy tale? And then what about that congressman who did not put his hand over his heart during the national anthem? Wait till you hear his excuse. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA, at Larry Connors USA.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
John Bill Roofing paying out $10,000 cash. The money goes to the top three winning teams of the World Record Washer Tournament, October 13th at the St. Charles Family Arena. They're trying to get the most players ever at the same time, setting a world record. Bring the family. Enjoy a car show, barbecue contest, live music. All proceeds go directly to the USO of Missouri. Register usoday.com. usoday.com.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To text the show, it's 855-282-8255. It's 855-282-8255.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played a silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. Seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So I'm looking at a piece in USA Today by Susan Page, the analyst, asking the question, spineless moderates or fairy tale progressives? The Democrat debate exposed in its ideological rift. And it gets into some things we discussed just a moment ago. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I want to make sure you get some of the gist of this piece, because it has some things I just said reinforced. And Sanders, during the debate last night, was calling for a political revolution. Senator Warren decrying any small ideas and spinelessness. Montana Governor Steve Bullock said that any revolutionary messages of big ideas would scare away the voters Democrats would need. And to that extent, Warren said, well, we can't worry about that. We have to speak out. We can't just chase people away. Why should we run if we're not going to stand for something bigger than anyone else? Former Governor Hickenlooper, referring to Sanders and Warren, he said, this Medicare for All and Green New Deal will be a disaster at the ballot box. You might as well FedEx the election to Donald Trump. There you go. I like that. By the way, Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign manager thinks this debate just makes you stupid. That's right. He's already campaigned or rather criticized the media outlets like CNN for hosting these debates and putting a premium on segments and conversations that he says favor the status quo so they don't upset their corporate advertisers. And he said basically what they end up doing, these debates tend to make the American people stupider. They're performative theater. We don't end up having conversations that affect people's lives. Well, now that raises a good question. Raises a good question. All the Democrats that are clearly watching, are they getting stupider? Never mind. I'm going to bite my tongue on that. I'm not going to do there. But I will tell you this about Congressman Tim Ryan. Last night in the first debate, they had the Detroit Choir sing America the Beautiful. Now, Tim Ryan, his staff is saying he was singing along with the choir. I didn't see it if he were. But I do know that then they brought the U.S. flag out, I think by an American Legion post, as they call posting the colors, where the colors come out and are presented in front of the crowd, and then the choir again singing our national anthem. And I said last night, every candidate put their hand over their heart. I've got a clear picture here that they did not, every candidate, that being Congressman Tim Ryan. Now, he's been chastised already by Ari Fleischer, previous White House secretary, said, obviously, he's appealing to the Kaepernick wing of the Democrat Party. Well, the Ohio Democrat and his people rushing back in, no, we weren't protesting. Didn't mean to make any statement last night. In fact, he was singing with the choir to honor our country. Congressman Ryan loves our country. He'll continue to honor the flag during the anthem and future events, as he has in the past. But he stood there without his hand over his heart while the national anthem was underway. Not even one time, apparently putting his hand over his heart. He was the only one not to do so. And when he's asked about, I love this country as much as anyone else. Well, then why would you not do that? And then you get this most stupid, inane answer. I think a third grader, I know a third grader, a first grader could have given a better answer. What his answer is, it was a moment of absent-mindedness while on a debate stage. It won't happen again. Absent-minded, is it not ingrained in you that when you hear the national anthem and the flag is being presented, that you put your hand over your heart? You're in a stadium, you take your hat off your head, put it over your heart. You have a moment of absent-mindedness that, I forgot, I'd done that for decades, or maybe you didn't do it for decades. That's why I didn't do anything different than what I normally do. But he wants to claim I was just absent-mindedness when it came to observing our national anthem. Is that somebody you want to be president? That absent-minded that they just forget? Or was he really trying to court the other side, the Kaepernick, and those who want to kneel? Which, by the way, not one candidate last night, they were all told, stand and told the audience to stand and remain standing for our national anthem. No one was kneeling. I saw some pictures to the audience. There were several others in the audience that didn't put their hand over their heart either. Oh, maybe they're absent-minded, right? I'm sure that's it. All right, we go back to Congressman Cummins of Baltimore, who took exception with what President Trump said, saying what you said is racist. Well, would it stand to reason that what Congressman Cummins has said is also racist? Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
You're listening to Larry Connors USA. To call in locally, dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590. Dial 314-821-0590.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before. I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So the other day, President Trump tweeted out about how Baltimore is a drug-infested, rat-infested area. And that was following Congressman Elijah Cummings attacking members of the administration about what he thought were the problems along the border. Children in cages, which is not true. They're not in cages. They're in detention areas. So for their safety, so they don't run off. If we have one run off, who's going to be responsible then? And so no predators can get to them. And he said, then we got children sitting in soiled diapers. That might happen from time to time. If you raised a child, you probably had a child or two that sat there or lay there in bed for a while until you realized they were in it. So that aside, the bottom line, President Trump was saying, Cummings, why don't you, instead of complaining about conditions that you claim are happening at the U.S. border with Mexico, where thousands of migrants have poured into our country, why don't you go back and look at your city with its rat infestations and its drug crime and its murder rate? He called Baltimore a rat rodent infested mess. And that was one of the keys they picked up tonight in the debate. A president of the United States, did you ever think you're a president of the United States calling a city a rat rodent infested mess? And of course, they quickly say that's proof that Trump is racist. Did he say anything about blacks? Anything about minorities? Anything about Elijah Cummings' race? No, nothing. He said, go back and fix your community. And of course, Elijah Cummings quickly pulls a race card and others jump in. So, a piece of video has surfaced. It always does. You got to remember that nowadays. It showed Cummings, Elijah Cummings, Democrat in Maryland, stating what appeared to be at a congressional hearing. This morning, I left my community of Baltimore, a drug-infested area, where a lot of the drugs we are talking about today have already taken the lives of so many children. The same children that I watched 14 or 15 years ago as they grew up now walking around like zombies. So he said it's a drug-infested area and the residents are zombies. What would happen if Trump had used those same exact words? Maybe what Trump should have done. This is what he should start doing in the future. Don't just give it like it's his idea. Find some quote like that and say, well, as Congressman Elijah Cummings has said about his community, it's drug infested. The children walk around like zombies. They would still call Trump racist. You know that. But the bottom line is, here is Cummings making that very direct statement about his own community in his own state. Obviously racist, right? Those would be the rules. But nope. We're into hypocrites, not that. Trump has defended himself, saying, look, you know exactly what I was referring to, and I'm stating plainly what most people already know. Elijah Cummings has done a terrible job for the people of his district and of Baltimore itself. Dems always play the race card when they're unable to win with facts. Shame. So in the light of that, Dr. Ben Carson decided to pay another visit to Baltimore. He went to Baltimore and he invited Cummings to join him on the tour. But Congressman Cummings, I got too much things to do. I can't go walk through that neighborhood in Baltimore. I just can't do it. I have too many things to go on. So Dr. Ben Carson, former pediatric neurosurgeon, now Secretary of Urban and Housing Development, said, well, I'm going to walk through it and we'll see what we've got going on here. And he said, you know what? I practiced medicine here for years. This has a special place in my heart. He said, but the things that are harming the residents, especially children, cannot be ignored. He said, as a pediatric neurosurgeon, I spent a lot of time trying to give the children here in Baltimore a second chance at life, operating for hours and hours all night sometimes. And most of the times we were successful. He said, but when it came to sending the children home, we struggled because days later, we know those kids are going back into some of the neighborhoods I knew they came from in East Baltimore, West Baltimore, where there were rats, roaches, mice, ticks, unabated lead problems, all having devastating effects on the mental development of these young people. And we have large numbers of these kids with asthma because of the mold and environmental issues. He said, so I have a special place in my heart for Baltimore and for the people of Baltimore. There are a lot of excellent, wonderful people here. Now, Dr. Ben Carson, do I have to tell you he's a black man? First of all, it shouldn't make any difference. But he worked and he learned and he helped what he could as director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Children's Center, taking care of these kids in these conditions. And knew we can do everything here in the hospital and do our best to take care of them, but then they're going to go back home and things aren't going to be changed. And he's talking about decades ago that was going on. The same thing, as I said, Cummings was making his statements apparently in front of a House committee that was taken. Let me see if they got a day. I had a date on this thing. Let me find it. Bear with me. I try to be accurate with the facts. I don't want to make it up. 1999, Cummings called his community a drug-infested area where people were walking around like zombies. What has he done since 1999 about it? 20 years. 20 years. Now, again, a congressman is not specifically responsible for that city, but it's in his district, it's part of his state. And if it's that bad enough that he called it out in a House committee, why didn't he get something done about it? Well, of course, what they did is send us money. And millions were sent. The Obama administration sending a billion plus in 05. The Trump administration recently sending a million plus. And nothing's being done because the money is not ending up where it should be. It's being siphoned off by all these so-called charity, nonprofit groups that supposedly going to make things better, and they don't do a damn thing except suck the money up, and the people are hurting and suffering. Dr. Ben Carson said, look, it's very clear. We need to have something done. He said, before I endorsed Trump, when I dropped out of the race, we sat down and talked about poor people of our country, what we're going to do about it. He said, that's when we came up with the opportunity zones. Those were created through Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. He never got credit for it, never got any credit for it, but here's what it is. The opportunity zones, census tracts determined by state executives to be the most in need of private investment and giving investors extensive federal tax advantages so they will locate in those opportunity zones. Dr. Carson said there are 149 in the state of Maryland, 149. He said, we're in an opportunity zone right now where I stand when you walk through this neighborhood. He said places have been encouraged. They've set up programs. People can take unrealized capital gains, turn them into opportunities if they invest their money over the long term. But they're just going to walk around and be uninterested, then it's all going to go for waste. See, that's what they think. Just throw more money at it, it will solve it. That will not solve it. It's a mindset. It's a culture. And you know how basic gets? And this happens in cities all across the nation. And yes, in red states, but often cities controlled by blue Democrat politicians. But these kinds of zones, as far as bad areas, tough areas to live, are in every state. Some are worse than others. But in this particular case, simply because Trump called it out and said, this is an issue, why don't you take care of that rather than worrying about these migrant children coming across and then making up stories that are not true about how they're being treated. And, of course, the only thing they can do then is, you're a racist. So I guess we say the same thing about Cummings, right? Oh, they won't, but I will. If you're going to use that label because of that remark, Congressman Cummings, in 99, you said Baltimore's a drug-infested area and the kids are walking around like zombies. But some of this gets down to, as I said, a culture, an indifference. I mean to the extent of just littering. How many times, I saw it the other day, I sat in a parking lot and watching it happen. Some people pulled up, And they were getting ready to get out of the car. And then I saw stuff start coming out as the doors were open. Just dumping trash out. Dumping trash out into one of the parking areas. Closed the door, drove forward as if it's not theirs, just left it there. Just left it. You know, Texas, they had, and I think they still do, don't mess with Texas. They catch you littering. They hit you with a big fine. Missouri and Illinois and other states have it as well, too, but most times it's just, oh, what's the difference? You know, throw a cigarette butt out, that's not a big deal until everybody throws a cigarette butt out. But simply, when a trash can is less than 30 yards from where you're parking your car, you can't gather your stuff up and walk to that and drop it in there? Or is it just your mindset? I don't care. I don't care. I'll just toss it anywhere. That's how you get all this trash littering the streets of Baltimore and other cities. And when you do that, you draw the rats. And when you draw that, you draw the fleas. And then you draw the health problems. And you draw more drugs coming into the area. Somebody either did not school those people about the right thing to do. And these, of course, supposedly would be Democrats all concerned about our green earth, protecting our environment. But they don't mind just throwing trash out in the middle of the street or the neighborhood as they're driving through. Not in my neighborhood. I just toss my soda can out. I don't care. And it's not limited to a particular race. It's not limited to a particular gender nor age group. I've seen it in every age, every gender, and every race. But what happens is if you have that culture and that attitude, it becomes invasive. And it changes the look of that entire neighborhood. Maybe at one point they were taught, take it to the trash can. And maybe now they just don't care. Because, hey, you know, I can do what I want. Lightning round when we continue. Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers had opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Time for the lightning round. Brought to you by John Beal Roofing. Repair or replace your roof before bad weather. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I have over the years covered a lot of refinery explosions in Texas. There's another one today. The ExxonMobil oil refinery, 25 miles east of Houston, in Baytown. More than 37 with minor injuries. Minor injuries. That's good. Some of those suffering some minor burns. And the smoke that went up in the air, that we're told it's all okay. It's not going to be toxic. That's what they're saying. This is pretty amazing. The Church of the Apostles. The Church of the Apostles said to have been built over the house of Jesus' disciples, Peter and Andrew. A team of American and Israeli archaeologists say they have found it. They discovered it near Israel's Sea of Galilee, on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. They say they found pieces of marble, some small gilded glass blocks, and ornate church wall mosaics, and in fact also mosaic floors. As one of them says, it's remarkable to bring these beautifully decorated floors to light after being buried for almost 1,500 years. Now, something that's not quite that old is going to have, or was going to have, I should say, a resurgence is not going to happen. The folks trying to put this together for August 16th and 18th said, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. It's going to remind us of the old days, and we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have a great fanfare, a cascade of events and a musical lineup. Everybody's going to want to be. Everybody will be there. They want to be there for this thing. And they were planning it, and they were planning it, but then there were fits and starts. They had financial and production partners bailing out, and then they couldn't get permits or even a venue. And they kept pushing for it and pushing for it. And then today they had sent out word that headliners like Jay-Z and Carlos Santana have been canceled because we just can't make it happen. The guy that was trying to do it was a co-founder of the Woodstock Festival. And yes, that's what he was trying to recreate. Woodstock 50. Woodstock 50, he wanted to recreate this August and thought everybody would want to be there. I mean, it'll be a happening, man, just like it was in 69. No, I think a lot of folks have just moved on and said, no, I did that once. And the others saying, no, I don't think so. In other words, we're over that. So coming up in the next hour, we're going to take additional looks at what's happening on the debate tonight and last night. Right after the debate's over now, and immediately the candidates go into the crowd and try to shake hands and hopefully grab someone that's going to get them a lot of attention. And one of the first people that got near the stage and the first person that I saw grab him, was former Vice President Biden. And I'm talking about the person he grabbed was Al Sharpton. Oh, they got on close and got a lot of pictures taken. And, you know, Biden's saying, this is good. This is good. It's me and Al Sharpton. Although Al Sharpton kind of kept pointing his finger at Biden, like almost like drilling his finger into his chest. I don't know about what. Couldn't hear the conversation. But he was still kind of smiling. But Biden needs that. He needs that vote. And, of course, all the other candidates are out doing the same. Once they see Sharpton, oh, yeah, they rushed over there. All the other, quote, little people, they got nearly trampled as the candidates rushed over to shake hands and be seen and photographed and pictures taken with Al Sharpton. In other words, the rest of you just got to move, make way, part the seas so we can get to Al Sharpton and get on national TV. But will it mean anything to them? In their view, it does. So coming up in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit more about the debate, what the value is or isn't out of it. And then also the fact that CNN and NNN named Don Lemon Fruitcake as one of the moderators last night and again tonight. This is not a journalist. He's an opinionated person. He has his own program. He does not try to be fair. He just flat calls things out, attacking Trump constantly. They did the same thing in MSNBC when they had Rachel Maddow. You think they would have learned. Don't put people out there doing it because they already carry a chip on their shoulder against Trump. The others do too, but at least it's kind of hidden in their pocket and they can kind of act like they're actually being journalists, not attack dogs. But they did it again with Don Lemon Fruitcake last night and again tonight. And of course, President Trump has said he is dumb. Based on a question he asked last night. We'll rehash that question. And what do you do about libs who are always pushing women's rights and say women's rights are essential? We must protect women. Hashtag women first. But then transgenders come into the picture, especially if they're competing in sports, where there's some women who have worked very hard in different sports. And they suddenly are being pushed aside. I am woman, hear me roar. Not likely. I'm transgender. Get the hell out of my way. And who should be winning there? The women, the transgenders? Do the Dems win either side or lose both sides? Oh, and something else. How to restructure the American economy. I'll tell you how coming up in the next hour. This is pretty amazing. Look in your wallet right now. See what you got, and I'll tell you what you have when I finish restructuring the economy. That's the next hour.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.